It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
What are you watching, Hoss?
There was a couple movie trailers that came up today. I always like to post them on my Morning Buzz page. And
I like the movie. I like movie trailers. Yeah. I love to go there.
I like movies.
I love movies. I love to get into the movie theater about a half an hour beforehand and watch all of them.
I'm not a half an hour, but I like the season previews.
I love the first look. That's the whole Maria Menounos gets on the screen.
Yeah, she's not talking to me at the movie. She's talking to me at the gas station.
My pants get tight. Sit there to watch the movie trailers for the new movies, Kelly. You think Mission Impossible is me standing up without ripping through my shorts?
Right.
That's my Mission Impossible. I love movie trailers.
He does love movie trailers.
Yeah. He watches a lot of them.
Oh, yep. My God.
I got some over here downloading. So while that's happening, it takes about 3 minutes. Most of your movie trailers, 2 minutes and change.
Yeah. They're an art in and of themselves. I will say I do enjoy them. I do enjoy them. But if you ever decide, and I don't know as though you've ever been. I mean, have we been to a movie together? All of us? We all gone to a movie
Godzilla.
Together?
Godzilla. Kelly wasn't with us.
Sure to go to that thing.
We wouldn't have invited you anyway.
I will tell you, you do not get to the theater late, which means if the movie says 7 o'clock, you get there at quarter of, okay?
At least.
Because Scotty, he is pissed.
Wants to see those trailers?
If he misses a trailer.
Yes, I want to see
absolutely misses
like the
trailer.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to see them, but sometimes I'm like, it starts at 7. The movie's not going to start till 7:20. Relax. We're going to be 5 minutes late. We're
now,
be
because
okay.
We're at the movies, we don't have a choice. Amy and I will watch them, and we'll go like, we'll have to go see that, or we'll watch that one at home. But she's not a movie trailer person. I don't want to see the trailers. I want to go see the movie. I don't want to know anything about it.
That's horseshit.
I don't
know. That is a horseshit attitude.
Still love her.
I don't know why.
I'm teased a little bit.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm excited about it.
I do like the theater. What bums me out is when the trailer is so good and the movie has very little from the trailer. Kind of misleads you. I don't like trailers that mislead you into thinking you're getting something you're not. Or not getting what you think you were. You know what I mean?
When you go to the movies and you see something in the trailer and you see the movie and it wasn't... They used a something that was not in the movie in the trailer.
Have you ever gone to see a movie because of... Did you say booby?
No.
It sounded like booby.
You got booby on the brain?
No, it sounded like you said it shows you something that's in a booby that's not in the...
I don't think he's ever said the word booby.
I've never, ever.
I thought I just
heard. I'm more of a tit guy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh.
This is what happens when you get up for work at 3:30. And usually...
I usually get up at...
Usually I'm more of a 3:45, 3:15 guy. Excuse me, 3:50, 3:45.
I'm not a 3:30 kind of girl, and I don't do that.
I don't say the word booby. I honestly thought you said it, so my apologies.
Yeah.
So.
No, like right. I said, I'm more of a, hey.
Whatever. Okay.
Is that your tit?
All right. No, I'm not going to... I'm not going to say that either. All right. Well, anyway, Laura's got cooking on a budget coming up today. I drove into work, and I have the finally replaced the truck I totaled on December 8th. Finally, everybody got their hands out of their backside and got it taken care of so I could move on. Anyway, and I thought of something this morning that it's going to end today, right? When you get a vehicle, a new vehicle, okay? Nobody's driven it. I bought used vehicles before. I don't mind buying it. But this one happens to be new. And I was enjoying my ride to work. Do you know why? Because for the rest of the life of this vehicle, Laura, I will never have a windshield as clean as I have driving into work today.
That's nice.
And I know it's going to end. Because, you know, once it gets that zone where the wipers and the dirt where it doesn't hit, you're and then let alone the stuff that goes on the inside of the windshield that you're constantly cleaning, it's never the same. So today, on my ride home, it'll be my last time the windshield will appear like this. And then after that, it'll snow. It's going to be bad.
Is the last day you're going to see everything.
Yep. Crystal clear. Everything.
Yeah. Last time. That's it.
Yep. By the time you drive home today.
Once you start breathing in there, you know what I mean? Especially if it's cold, you know, you get that sort of condensation thing. Oh, my God.
The littlest, tiniest sand, pebbles, rocks, it just always makes it marks.
Yeah, I have a chip in the windshield from the Harry Potter Expo exhibit that I took Amy to in December.
He wasn't happy about that.
We got a rock, and I'm gonna just go with it till it gets worse. I mean, they put safety glasses on Amy when we go for a ride, and we just go with it.
Okay, well, a couple of things that we did not get to. I was going to do a segment of motorized wheelchairs in the news.
Two things on the news.
Two things on the news today. Motorized wheelchairs. You know, woman caught at airport. Now, you know, you ever watched To Catch a Smuggler on Nat Geo?
I used to. That got to be a bit scary.
It's scary. It's terrifying. Some of these people are forced to do it, and their family's being held at gunpoint. If they don't do it, their family gets killed. That's awful, right? But there's also people that just do it because they're stupid, and they just do it for money, thinking that they can actually pass through the airport with 3 pounds of cocaine taped to their body. And no, no, you're not going to make it. I mean,
you aren't supposed to do that.
No, no. And they're really good, especially in South American countries, at catching you.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone the United States of America. Chicago, Illinois, a woman arrested in Chicago's O'Hare Airport after she was allegedly caught with a large volume of cocaine hidden in her wheelchair cushions. Do you see? All right.
That's smart thinking.
Tricky.
They don't care if you are disabled. They don't care if you're in a wheelchair, motorized or not. You're getting the drug dog. You're getting the sniff, lady.
Yep.
And
What she wanted.
They got her. She was traveling from Sao Paulo, Brazil, had a layover in Chicago, and she was found to have illegal substance last week. Special Agent Homeland Security. I'm just amazed that people still think they can do it. I know that it happens, all right? But people who strap coke to their chest,
but when you,
I don't feel bad.
When you
for
see
you at
some
all.
Of these shows that talk about them, and you're in a different country,
yeah,
their prison system's different.
Yeah, you don't around.
Yeah,
they don't mess around.
You better go in there.
Yep,
you better have a snake jaw.
Hope you
because you are going to be the shiniest penny for a while.
Yeah, you'll be number one on the dance card.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the jaw isn't because you're going to be eating like,
meat.
Cream of wheat. I was thinking soft foods like cream of wheat. You come in hot with the G meat. That is awesome.
Gotta dance with your niece.
Yeah.
Got a man who was babysitting Greg at a Battle Creek, Michigan home charged with child abuse after a 5-year-old child that he was caring for opened the door with a loaded handgun. When a police cadet was serving a subpoena, baby, 5-year-old, had the gun, in his hands.
I can't. People are amazing. They're amazing every day. The second motorized wheelchair story I was going to give you, Kelly.
Yep.
Another genius. One is a South Yorkshire, England, high-speed chase. Apparently, it's a video that's all over the place. A woman, a shoplifter, I'm sorry, tries to outrun police that are chasing her in a car, or him in a car, and she's in a motorized wheelchair. So they're going through the side roads, and she's going like 5-10 miles an hour. And the cruiser's like 3 feet off the back of the wheelchair with the English sign on Jesus.
She almost made it.
It looks like Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead movie. Cops were on a lookout for a 33-year-old woman who was suspected of swiping some high good values before fleeing the scene on her mobility device. They chose to pursue the woman not just because of the shoplifting allegation, but because she was driving erratically with the wheelchair. You cannot drive those erratically.
No, we're done. You're out.
Concern for the woman's safety. Where were you guys when I was driving behind the car with no lights in the middle of a snowstorm yesterday morning and was driving on a wrong side of the road?
What you draw the line at.
Yeah. That was English cops.
They were in Britain.
Yeah, right. They probably were. But I'm still flabbergasted by that. I'm still flabbergasted by that.
And we did have a listener send us a story. Adults with ADHD have shorter life expectancy.
Oh.
See you guys.
I have it too.
Everything is shorter life expectancy. Everything.
I had a lot of fun with you guys.
Coffee, stress, everything.
Oh, I have all
dairy.
That.
Everything's freaking shortening my life. Okay? Everything. Everything good in life is shortening it. So I'm just going to enjoy my time.
Yeah. Right? I think I'm having fun.
Yeah, I think I'm having too.
Yeah.
Hope so. Anyway, Yeah. So there's that. I also had a thing about what are you tolerating? I was going to ask that question. Like, what in your life are you tolerating? You know, and it doesn't have to be like really, really bad, but just stupid little things that you tolerate, you know.
Wow.
It was an actual email. Apparently, someone's boyfriend is obsessed with ramen noodles, and it's driving them crazy. That's all this guy wants to eat is ramen noodles. And this person's girlfriend is like, I'm just putting up with it because I don't know what else to do. Because all he's eating is ramen noodles. I'm like, how old is he? Five? What are you, five?
Get a little old.
You think?
Mm-hmm. You can spruce it up with vegetables. Throw some frozen vegetables
Laura
in there.
Up some good
I did. I just take out, so all that ramen, it's cheaper to buy the ramen packet and don't put the actual packets in it. Just use the noodles, and I put bok choy and carrots and peppers.
One of the best Jamaican dishes you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds
ramen.
Good. But she's tolerating. I get
he
it.
Used
ramen.
It for me
I got it. Week, like, I totally, as soon as you said it, I knew what you were doing. I'm with you.
Jamaicans
which
did
is
a great job with
that. Disturbing that I knew that. But anyway, yeah, what am I tolerating? I'm tolerating the constant not shutting of the doors. The cellar door, closet door, it ain't closed. It's closed almost, but it's not closed. Doors like open. You could open the door without even turning the latch because it's Valerie doesn't close the door. And it's something that started probably within the last couple of years. And I don't know why.
I tolerate not having a garage door opener.
Yeah.
So I just manually open it all the time. I never park in the garage, only if we get a big storm will I move, because I got my elliptical in there and stuff. I'll move it around. If it's a big storm, I'll move in there. But if not, I ain't parking.
When we bought the house, there was no garage. But we decided, once I had to take the station van home a couple times, I'm not leaving it in the driveway. It's like a billboard, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so we decided we're going to build a garage. I would never be without a garage after that. And everybody said, you're just going to fill it with junk in your car. No. The garage is for the car. That's where the cars, they're in the garage.
I just feel, parking, I feel constricted in a garage. Like I can't open the door all the way.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hit the side or something, you know?
I built it a little wider
to
make, because of that, because you're right. I don't like that either. So,
Scotty, I'm not using the snowblower unless I have to this year. I've not used the snowblower because I am trying to.
So what are you tolerating? Just shoveling?
Just shoveling.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I'm trying to, you know, find different ways to
go to aerobic exercise.
To do it. And in the past, I snowblowed everything. It could be, you know, small bits. I went out there and snowblowed. I'm trying to get a little bit more exercise. I'm trying to take better care of myself. So I'm doing it with the shovel.
I want you to do that, but I'm calling hogwash. Because there's been like barely an inch of snow.
No. I know that.
Talk to me when
I
it's like 7, 8, 9 inches of heavy stuff.
I just mean in general. Because Amy keeps going, why are you not using the snowblower? Why? My father-in-law, because for some reason when we bought the house, they unplugged, we had plugs outside. They didn't wire them.
Yeah,
so
right.
Finally, you know, I've got, there's no excuse.
So in general, for the one storm we've had,
yes,
you've been shoveling.
I've been shoveling.
That was kind of where I was going with that.
I'm
like, she's got like a freaking inch here. I blew it off with my face.
Hey,
I call you out on it, but I'm like, I'm shoveling. I'm like, you haven't had a shovel shit. Who are you kidding?
Why don't you fuck off?
Yeah. But no, that's good. I support you.
Yeah, I don't support shit.
Okay,
shut up.
Okay, all right.
Laura, what I'm tolerating.
What are you tolerating?
For every major storm we've had this year, I'm out there shoveling.
Nobody said anything, and I'm like, am I the only one that knows?
I mean, it's a couple, two storms.
But we've only gotten a dust in one. I didn't shovel
at
all.
But my neighbors are snow blowing.
Yeah.
They're getting plowed.
Yeah.
I am not.
Okay. All right.
You're good. I'm glad.
I'm happy for you.
Guys, shut up. You're
proud
not happy about anything.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
Go be on Kelly's team.
Laura.
Is it horrible to say I'm tolerating work? But not like work with you guys, other work.
No, I get it.
I'm tolerating
new... Anything in your life that you're just like tolerating, you're just like, Jesus, I'm tolerating it. I hate it, but
I'm tolerating the... There's new like rules
procedures.
And guidelines and procedures.
Oh my God.
It's really...
Mind-numbing.
It's getting,
mind-numbing. Just to do a giveaway is now a mind-numbing
30 days
procedure.
Into this, and we didn't even come back until the 6th. So 24 days into it, and I... I don't know.
Yeah, we got to change it. Maybe we can change that. I don't know. It's crazy. The whole world is changing. Everything's changing. Did I tell you about my doctor when I went to the ear doctor and he asked why I didn't call him right away back in October when I had a problem?
We did discuss that.
And he felt really bad because there's just...
You should. You're a celebrity.
No, no, no. Just that people have to wait a long period of time for doctor's appointments now.
I don't get it because anytime I've had like a question, I'm getting quicker responses now than I used to.
Good for you.
And I don't seem to have...
I get in right away for my primary.
Yep.
But if you go to a specialty doctor, right, ear, nose, and throat, that's when you're going to wait. Okay. Especially if it's not an emergency, so to speak. I mean, so I couldn't hear. Ah, big deal. No big deal. I get hit by a freaking bus. Well, who cares? Because I didn't hear out of my right side of my ear. Nobody cares. They don't care. It's not an emergency, you know. All right. Well, anyway, that's just that's that. What are you tolerating? Maybe we'll do that on the air. Maybe not.
I'm definitely not going to bring up shoveling. I'll find something else for them. Thank you guys for the notice.
I wrestled with it.
Oh, just shut up.
Do I bring it up?
Let's go to the grocery store.
Clearly obvious.
Let's go to the grocery store.
It hasn't even snowed.
My neighbor has been plowed.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget. Says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
I just thought he wouldn't go easy on me.
That may be true.
You know, so. All right. Well, once a week, ladies and gentlemen, Laura scours the, I don't know, the coupons, the newspapers. I don't know where she gets all her intel. I don't know if it's a website. I don't even know. But she's one of those... I don't want to say she's an extreme coupon shopper.
You can't be very... I still get the Sunday paper, which comes on Saturdays. There's not coupons that you're cutting out anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Like
not really? Anymore.
Because I used to... That was one of the... I paid for my Sunday paper basically by cutting out at least $4 or $5 worth of coupons.
Do you?
Very, very slim to
nothing.
Do you
use an app with them? Do they have them on apps?
Well, Shaw's has the For You app. Hannaford, I do have an app for Hannaford. I go
which
to...
Which has the best...
Shaw's has the best sales with the app. A lot of their other stuff is expensive. I find Hannaford as the most expensive store, but the quality of meat is probably better, I'd say, at Hannaford. And then they have the marinated tips and stuff in there.
Yep.
So, Butcher, I each store I like for a different reason, but I go to each website and pull and go to their ads and write down what I think is important.
How many different stores do you visit weekly?
Four.
You're high. God bless you, because I can't do it.
And I like how him calling you high is supposed to be a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing.
I didn't mean right this moment, just to be clear. You're perfectly clear minded.
You know what you need to do is look at him and go, so?
Every week she goes through and goes through all that information to bring you what's on sale and where you can save money. And it's Laura's Cooking on a Budget.
Okay, Greg, your food sale of the week. Head over to Market Basket. Family-sized Cheez-It snack crackers, $3.99. It's the big
box. Yeah, I'm really under the edge. They got a new one. Extra crunchy.
Yeah.
And some people have it, some people don't. And they're delicious. Extra crunchy, but I'm down. I'm getting it. Go.
Kelly, beer sales of the week. Who's texting me? It was D'Angelo's from my app. From D'Angelo's offering me a deal today.
Oh, I love that chicken stir fry sandwich. I put a little Frank's Red.
That was great.
Market Basket, Sam Adams, Blue Moon, Corona, Heineken, and Stella Artois, $14.99.
Can I tell you, I've had a couple of cold snaps, and they're really good.
Yeah, similar to
cold snap
Blue
is
Moon.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yep. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. You're at Market Basket. Junkless Chewy Granola Bars.
Yes, I like
Junkless
those.
Granola Bars. He gave me one last year.
Two for $6. Shaw's has them on sale, but it's $3.50. So don't buy them at Shaw's. Okay. You save yourself 50 cents a box if you go to Market Basket this week. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Market Basket. She loves her tacos. Old El Paso Taco Dinner Kits on sale, two for $6.
Don't.
What?
Go over to Hannaford. Your sales end on Saturday. Boneless New York sirloin steak, $5.99 a pound. Your whole chickens, 99 cents a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Tilapia fillets, which we were talking about, only $4.99 a pound. Greg was talking about them earlier today.
Yeah.
Tilapia. Mm-hmm. Caracara navel oranges, $2.99 for the 3-pound bag. Your main white potatoes, two for $4. Sugar Bee or Cosmic Crisp apples, $1.79 a pound. 80% lean ground beef, $4.49 a pound. Your boneless sirloin tips at Hannaford are $9.99 a pound. Beef short ribs, $6.49 a pound. And your bacon, $3.99. Aldi, your sales began on Wednesday. You have your Mama Cozy's Pizza Kitchen 16-inch deli pizzas. they have a really good fresh pizza in the cold section of Aldi. My kids love it. $4.99 for the cheese, $5.99 for the pepperoni. It's a great deal for a 16-inch pizza. California mandarins, $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. Your lemons, $2.89 for the 2-pound bag. Cauliflower, $2.69 each. 3-pack multicolored peppers, $2.49. Your fresh family pack thin sliced chicken breasts, $2.99 a pound. Fresh pork butt roast, $1.99 a pound. It is starting to be that time where everybody's thinking Super Bowl snacks. Well, at Aldi, you have your Kirkwood frozen buffalo chicken wings at $5.89. Your Berman's hot sauce, which compares to Frank's Red Hot, is $1.49 a jar. They have your salsa, your guacamole, chips, sub rolls, dips, crackers, all that on sale. The ad, or the link to the ad, is up on my page. Now at Shaw's, your sales will start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app. Your boneless chicken breasts or thighs, only $2.47 a pound. Cherries, $2.97 a pound. Raw shrimp, $7.97 a pound. Pink Lady apples, 97 cents a pound. Your Doritos, Tostitos, Utz, Kettle Chips, Ruffles, and Smart Food Popcorn, only $2.47.
I have a Honeycrisp from Ricker Hill.
That's a great story.
In case you're wondering. Thank you.
Nabisco party size cookies or crackers, variety packs, $3.97. When you buy two, limit you to two. Hellman's mayonnaise, $3.97. Tide laundry pods, Gain or Downy fabric softener, Bounce sheets or Downy beads, $9.94. Charmin bath tissue or Bounty paper towels, $15.99.
Other mad deals because of the shoveling thing.
Shut up.
I knew as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, here comes the great story. Bang! You got me with it.
Other deals at Shaw's: your beef sirloin steak tips, there are also $9.99 a pound. Your beef shaved steak, $6.99 a pound. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries, buy two, get one free. Progresso soups, buy two, get two free. Your Near East rice, couscous, Chobani Greek yogurt, chicken of the sea, solid white tuna, only 10 for $10. Your Breyers ice cream or Klondike novelties, 2 for $5. Tillamook bar, slice, shredded, or cream cheese, 2 for $5. And your Entenmann's full line, buy one, get one free. And fresh in the bakery at Shaw's, and I do love their bakery, sliced loaf cakes, $5. They have blueberry, they have lemon, they have your pound cake, all at a great price. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. We have your fresh boneless pork chops coming in at $2.49 a pound. Fresh chicken party wings, $2.99 a pound. 93% ground turkey, $3.99 for the 20.8-ounce package, which is a great deal. Plum Roma tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Your Utz potato chips, they are party size, only $2.99. Hellman's mayonnaise, $4.99, cheaper at Shaw's. So if you need your mayonnaise, and mayonnaise is very expensive, must be the eggs. So that's why that's a great deal at Shaw's, but also on sale at Market Basket. Your, let's see, Starkist solid white tuna there is $5 for $5. Dave's organic thin sliced bread, $3.99. They're having a Mitchell's fresh sale. The tortilla strips are $2 for $6 and the fresh salsa, $3.99.
Go get them, baby.
Fresh Express Caesar kits, $2 for $5. Jalapeno peppers, $1.99 a pound. Red seedless grapes, $2.49 a pound. Your Norse side dishes, $5 for $5. Progresso soups there at Market Basket are $2 for $4. And your Ken's salad dressing, $2 for $5. Football cooking last week, I was celebrating the Lunar New Year. I did homemade ramen bowls, which Kelly talked about. I put exactly how I did the chicken, the shrimp, and all the veggies. And also, I did a Korean barbecue meatball. That recipe is also up.
Thank you, Laura. Kelly, I'm also tolerating tornadoes.
Tornadoes?
There's so many tornadoes lately.
Yeah.
I tolerate them.
Yep.
Just earthquakes. We're tolerating earthquakes.
After every tornado, I clean up myself.
Yeah, 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 exactly. I'm also tolerating eating with some food in my mouth as well. All right, that's it for today, everybody. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning.